Before we consider God's word together in this morning hour, let's pray for the Spirit to give us understanding and strength. Our Father in heaven, we come before you in this morning, and we are once again humbled before you. We know that we do not deserve to receive your word. We do not deserve your Spirit, and we do not deserve to receive comfort and correction, and we much less deserve the salvation that we have received. But yet we come before you as children, expecting to be filled. So send upon us your Spirit, that we may be edified by your word. Remove from us any temptation, any sleep that would still remain in our eyes, and give to us the ability to understand correctly how you have revealed yourself in your word and through this parable. And may, as we depart from this place, let us continue to remember to serve our cornerstone, Christ Jesus our Lord. And in his name we pray. Amen. Let's turn together to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, we're reading verses 9 through 18. In the ESV, it's titled, The Parable of the Wicked Tenants. So let's read together Luke chapter 20, starting a reading at verse 9. And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants, so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." Thus far the reading of God's word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, consider how you would feel if you had something that was very dear to you, a precious object, and you would lend it to a friend of yours, you would give this object to someone whom you thought you knew very well. You would give this person something which was very dear to your heart for safekeeping. You would give it to them and say, I want this back in a couple days or in a couple months, and I want you to watch over this object while I'm perhaps on vacation. How would you feel when you return to this beloved friend of yours and say, "I would like this precious object back. I would like to receive back what I had given to you." And your friend looks at you with a question in his eye, "I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't taken anything from you. How can I give you something I have not received?" When you ask for the special item to return, this friend acts like they don't know what you're talking about. Now, the rejection of the rightful owner is exactly what happens in this parable today. This parable speaks to us about the sincere and divine wrath of God and the destruction that will come upon those who refuse to return to the Lord what belongs to him, those who refuse to acknowledge the Son of God. Either we will bow the knee or we will boldly walk into destruction. This parable brings before us the end times, the day of judgment. Now, this parable was addressed to the whole crowd that was around them, but within their hearing, once again, we find the scribes and the elders of the people. This story sounds the depth of man's depravity and their rejection of the Son of God. Let's consider this story under the theme, the Master sends his Son to his people for the collection of fruit. We will consider the tenant's rejection of the master and the master's destruction of the tenants. The master sends his son to his people for collection of his fruit. Now the story begins by having a man or a master of the land, the owner, planting a vineyard and then lending it or leasing it out to other people for a season. Read with me verse 9. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to the tenants and went into another country for a long while. Now, in the land of Palestine, there is huge tracts of land, so huge that no one person could ever take care of or control this particular tract of land. So he would sublease it. He would lend it out to other people so that they would work this land, they would till it, and then return a portion of that fruit to them in the due time. The land still was owned by the master, yet the tenants would be able to till and use that land and enjoy the fruits. The master would then send one of his servants back to these tenants and say, okay, it's time for you to pay your rent. It's time for you to return a portion for the master as payment for use of this land. This payment would have been expected, and it should not have been fought against. The tenant rightly owed the master for use of this land. Now, these leaders of the land, those who were in charge of the land for that time, were to till the land. They were to prepare the land. They were to harvest the fruit in due season, all for the master. The problem is that these tenants became unruly. They despised and rejected the master of the land, and they decided to keep all the fruit for themselves. Now, when we read in verse 9 that the master was going away into a far country for a long time, this sometimes will cause us to think, well, perhaps